Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com this week at 10:38. It's 10:38. We like to tell our jokes. On Fridays, we do the best of. They're always sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one. Not to brag, Andy, but I did a little mechanical thing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Yeah, put a rear end in a recliner. Here's joke of the week number two. I went to a family reunion and didn't talk to a single person.
Why not?
Well, I had no idea who the family was, but the mac and cheese was really good. That's a reunion crasher. Joke of the week number three. My wife and I got stuck in an elevator over the weekend, and when we got home, our kids said, "Did you get out?" So we're going to stop putting money in their college fund now. That's the sort of thing I do. I go, "Oh, wait, never mind, never mind." Joke of week number four, please. Yesterday, I saw a guy with no chin, and seriously, the first thing that came to mind was, how does he put on pillowcases? Joke of the week number five. According to therapists, these are the things that are hardest to say. Number one.
I was wrong.
Number two.
I need help.
Number three.
Worcestershire sauce.
Andy, you knocked that out of the park.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I thought I was setting you up. No such luck. Number six. Andy, a laundry truck overturned on the Eisenhower this morning.
Oh, no.
Police say the story is still unfolding. Then a truck delivering fresh strawberries stalled on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, no.
Police say it caused a huge jam.
Oh, no.
Andy, a truck carrying mascara hit an overpass on I-80 today.
Oh, no.
Engineers say the damage was purely cosmetic.
Oh, good.
Andy, an 18-wheeler of Legos spilled its content on the Kennedy today.
Oh, no. Are all the lanes blocked?
Yeah, but I wanted to say it.
Oh, no.
Come on, Andy. Here's joke of the week number seven. You hear about the couple who did not know the difference between putty and KY jelly? All their windows fell out. Joke of the week number eight. The following was posted in my church bulletin on Sunday.
A bean supper will be held on Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow.
You bet it will. Here's joke of the week number nine. Boss pulled me into her office yesterday and said, "Look, a few of your colleagues have been saying bad things about you." And I said, "Really? I want names." And she said, "Okay, one called you an idiot. The other said you're a jackass." Here's joke of the week number 10.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a customer, and John Williams will star as a hairstylist.
What kind of conditioner do you want me to use?
Well, extra volume would be nice.
What kind of conditioner do you want us to use? You know, we had to fix that one on the replay, and I think that one worked.
That was good.
Joke of the week number 11. Andy, I don't like yoga.
Really? Have you tried it?
No, but I tried bending over to pick up my keys this morning, so I'm pretty sure I will hate yoga. Here's joke of the week number 12. You know, when I was a kid in trouble, my mom would say, "You're skating on thin eggshells, mister."
I think it's either skating on thin ice or walking on eggshells.
Oh boy, Andy. Now you've really opened a can of hot water.
John.
I mean it, Andy. You can lead a horse to water, but that won't keep the doctor away.
Okay, fine.
Let me do them my way, will you? Okay, here's joke of the week. We got two more. Number 13. The doctor walked into the exam room and found a patient with carrots sticking out of his nose and broccoli was coming out of his ears. The doctor took one look at him and said,
"Well, I can tell right away you're not eating properly."
And finally, joke number 14. I think it's funny that they're now putting jokes on the back of bacon packages.
Yeah, like what?
Well, listen to this one. Serving size, two slices. They really do taunt you with that, don't they? I get sometimes a meal, and for breakfast, it'll have a bunch of bacon there. And I'm like, I'm just going to eat one. Just going to eat maybe one and a half, maybe two. All right, what was the joke of the week, Andy Mazur?
I like the not eating properly.
Not eating properly, broccoli in your ear. Stevie, where are you going to go this week?
I'm going to go with a collection of truck problems.
That was a good one, too.
I like the conditioner joke once we were able to edit it. That took several attempts, but if you cobbled it together, it seemed to work. Bobby K. and the Milky Way, what do you like?
Yes, a Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire
really,
sauce.
Really good.
Yeah.
Solid.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com this week. On Fridays, we pull from the jokes sent in. I'm about to randomly select a name, and someone wins our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.